随便。
OK，好，No，OK，、okay.
一起过来。
OK，Let's、okay, go。OK，Now、okay. we're going back here. And I read a few lines last week at the end, just to give us an idea of what's going to happen. And now I want to see what's happening. Okay. So we have like this. He quotes, the Rambam quotes a Gemara in Chulin. Okay. That he says, "My Mishonim." Ubebei Omru Natila Sidayim, Ubebei Omru, my Mishonim Mitzvah, my Mitzvah, Abaya Mitzvah Lishmo Divicham. This is the Gemara in Kufav Menal Vachulim. Omrav Idi, Bar Oven, Omrav Yitzchak Bar Shion, Natila Sidayim Lachulim, Mipenei Svach Tumo, Vioid Mishu Mitzvah. My Mitzvah, Omrav Abaya Mitzvah Lishmo Divicham. Okay? So we're going to get back to this, okay, Mitzvah Shem. But when you read the Gemara, Slach Tuma, the Oid, Mishu Mitzvah, you get the impression there are two things and there's no Stira. It's a Hisofas Tam. Correct? But keep in mind that the Rambam is only quoting the second and not dealing with the first at all. He's not dealing with the Ram here is only quoting the second reason, correct? My mitzvah, Mitzvah Shalei Vechamim. When the Gemara Chulin, on Kuvav Men Aleph, when it talks about Sach Tuma, he doesn't mention it all, correct? And we'll get back to this, but now what I want to do, and later on, what does he do? Ukva. His boy shekol ma shetiknu on the vim alei mashalom sheomdu acha Moshe. We'll deep see about that tiknu vim, but I just want to get focused on tiknu zidayim. Who gamed our bottom? Be omru b'shosh shetikin shloime eum v'yodayim v'yotzav baskol v'omru bni im chochem libcho yismach libi. The question in the scholars which Posky is quoting, but it's there's not that much difference. I'm just going according to the Ksav Yad that I had. Okay. Okay. See here, just to get started, the Gemara in Chulin is talking about Netilas Yadayim for Chulin, Mayim Mishonim, right? The Mishnah in Yodayim is certainly talking about Tumas Yodayim. Correct? And then the middle, he quotes Shlomo Melech Takon of Yodayim. Correct? And his Gis in the Gemara is Shlomo Tikein Eruvin V'Yodayim. Okay? Correct? So we know nothing about the Tumas Yodayim necessarily over here. And the Rambam, offhand, like is making some type of mixing a few ingredients together and putting it together and say, wow, it's all the same. And chronologically, Shlomo Melech, and then afterwards there was Netilas Yadayim for there was the Tumas for Tuma and Netilas Yadayim, whether that was also part of Yudches Dovo, and whether Netilas Yadayim v'chulin was part of Yudches Dovo. Later Takana, we have no clue. But to identify Netilas Yadayim with the Tumah, which Shlomo HaMelech was geizer, is a very odd thing over here. And he's moving around like nothing happened. Okay? And that's the first topic of tonight's year, and that will be, I think it might take a little time, but it's an amazing problem. It's offhand. It's complete. It's quoting disparate sugyas and the common with a common word of Yodayim and saying it's all the same. Whereas a priori, there should be no relationship between the two or the three, whatever. Okay, see here. let's do this, and we'll go back. I just want to, I have to go back. We'll talk about Tchanas Nevi'im. We'll go back to Srach Tuma and the Af. But before, I just want to get a general feeling of what's happening here. Okay? So, you wouldn't have equated this. And the if you look at the Birkei Yosef and Or Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, Ois Aleph, there's some, at some point that there might, you know, it's clear that there shouldn't be a relationship. You look at the Birkei Yosef, you see what's going on. Okay? Now let's just look at each sugi by itself and see what's going on. Mayim Rishonim and Mitzvah Chachamim is clearly referring to the Zidayim Chulin. Okay? And since we want to know what the Ram is saying, so I'll just try, because we don't have any more information than what's here in Sefer Mitzvahs, I'm going to use Mishneh Torah as a backdrop, and we'll see what the relationship between the Ram and Mishneh Torah, and here it is exactly. So, the Ram in Hilchos Brochos, Perek Vov, Aloch Aleph and Beis, Kol Oichol HaPas, V'af HaPi Shei Pas Chulin, V'af HaPi Shei Ein Yodah Muluch Lochos, V'ein Udei Lehen Tumo, Lo Yocha Atchitol Shtei Yodah. V'chule Kol Nod Yodah, Bein Lachila, Bein Lekriyishma, Bein Letfila, Mevorch Tchila. V'chule, Shezu Mitzvah Chachom, Shenitztavinu, Lishavinu Meratayu, Lishmoye Mehen, Shneim Al-Pi Atayra Shei Yerucha. So L'chayra. What he's doing is, he's quoting the Mochul, correct? And exactly what you should have expected, where he's talking about Tehillah Zedayim L'chul. But he extends it also to Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, correct? So it's one package deal. So, L'chera, if you put it together with Kriyishma and Tefillah, and here in Hilchos Brachos, L'chera, it's nothing to do with Tumah. And that's what he's going out of his way, so it's nothing to do with Tumah. Okay. Now, when you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos Atumos, in Periches, Halacha Ches, Shlomo Melech Beis Dinoi, Gozlo Akol Yadayim Shiu Shniyos. So Shlomo HaMelech, the whole gzeh was only by Kodesh. And, right? Correct. And then he says, but it doesn't say that was part of the Xavier Chesdova, it's just a logical conclusion on how to get out of it. But we don't know that Tzimtzum Zedayim was part of anything. We don't even know that the Tzimtzum Zedayim with Tumah should have a bracha. He doesn't say anything about it over here. He only mentions it for pas in Hilchos Brachos. So the Chera, Yodayim is a sepik Zera. And a chalos tumah. And these, that the issue of Netilas Yadayim, that we're talking about Hilchos Brachos, and Tumas Yadayim, which Shlomo was going, only Lagabe Kadesh, on Yadayim Askanias, whatever. So the two things have nothing to do with each other. So besides the chronological issue, the two things are completely disparate, and there's no relationship between the two. Okay? And what the Rambam quotes at the end of the Hakdoma to the end, after the Minyan HaKotze, in Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah, he talks about mitzvah derech takona. L'chera, no one in the right mind would have talked about Yodayim as mitzvah derech takona. It's basically chalus tuma.
Correct.
So
I heard from Rebbe.
And it's also Mipia Shmur from Buskerov. The Ram and the Ravid achilik about this issue. And that's what the Ravid wants in Hilchos Avos HaTuma when he makes a hasoga and he says, basically, why doesn't the Rambam quote in Hilchos Avos HaTuma when he talks in the Tilos Yadayim, Lechulin, why does he quote the Tilos Yadayim when he's talking about the Tilos Yadayim of Truma? Why doesn't he quote the Tilos Yadayim of Chulin? What does it mean? It means basically the Tilos Yadayim of Chulin is an extension of what's going on in the Hilchos Avos HaTumas, and you should put everything together.
According to the Ravid.
According to the Ravid. But that's gufa that the Ram leaves it out because it's not connected. And that's what the Ram quotes in Hilchos Brachos. And that's what my Rebbe said, and I said, and that's the quote from Biskarov. So the truth is, you could have imagined quoting a mitzvah of Tumas Yadayim because you basically have in Shavuos a Tumas, those Tumas. The Ram has a Tumas Nevela and Tumas Sheret and Tumas Shechazer and Tumas this and Tumas that. And he has a minyan mitzvah, whatever reason it gets there. Okay. So if you look in Shavuos HaTumas, in Protei HaMitzvos, Yesh B'chon Shloish Mitzvah Say, Zel Pirton, Din Tumas Nevela, Din Tumas Sheretz, Din Tumas Shechazera, and he throws in one drabon, but not the drabon of Yodayim. V'avodezor metama kesheretz v'tumas midivisef. Very strange comment in Pirtei HaMitzvos, that's what he does. So you could have said, no, it really is a mitzvah, and it's like a din, but the reason why the Ram is a mitzvah, Shavuos HaTumah, because Na'av HaTumah, but the other way, so why is it called, it's like he's running around in circles, so why is he called a din of Shavuos HaTumah? Okay, but that's what it is, okay? So we don't have that much to work on over here. And Mayim Yishayinim, the Takonis of Shlomo Melech, Chulukim Be'etzim Yisei Dinon. Mayim Yishayinim is a mitzvah netila, and Takonis Shlomo is a gzeirah chalos tuma. And there's no mitzvah at all.
And there's no bracha, there's nothing.
We don't know there's a bracha. And then we have no idea. So what's the Ram want from the Bahag? He should quote Yadayim. If this is the frame of reference, there's no reason. Also, so what do we have over here? The Rambam is complete mishmash. The Rambam opens up in the Tirz Dayim L'chul Amayim Rishayinim, which is a late takono. It's either it's certainly after Shlomo Melech, and maybe after Yud Ches Dova, part of Yud Ches Dova. We know why it should be part of Yud Ches Dova. And then he says, there's a raya, and the Netilas Yadayim, L'chulin, is the Rabbonon from the Mishnah Yadayim, which you don't know where anything has to do with anything. That's what you have. Okay? That's what you have. Okay. Okay. So, it is true that in some kisvei yad, the girsa of the Gemara in Erevin that quotes Shlomo Melech or Gemara in Erevin in Chof Aleph from the Beis. That you find in Ksav Yad Minchin, and you'll find in Ksav Yad Vatican, and the Ozeruah seems to quote it, okay? In Siman Nun Hei. But the emes is, the Ram here quotes the Gears as you're dying. There's nothing in the Gemara, they would support this. And this Gears of Yadayim is not Natilus Yadayim, is in a different Ksavyad, two Ksavyad Vaticans. One has it, one doesn't. And Ksavyad Oxford. And Rashi also has the Gears of the Raman like Yadayim. But as much as Rashi has the Gears of we'll see. But that's what you have, correct? So, what I think what you have to say over here is that the Rama Mishnah Torah is not like the Rama Sefer Mitzvahs.
Right.
Or something like that. We'll have to see exactly how it goes, but it's an amazing thing. But you see, the amazing thing is they all say the shtickle, but you know, this over here doesn't point to that at all. In Mishnah Torah, it's Chalukah Legamrei. The Takana Shloima is Exeret from Tuma. We don't know the Taira is a Chelek Takana. And the Emes of Rabbeinu Chanan on Erevin, he says they were Gezer, Shloima was Gezer, Tuma and Yadayim. That's all the Gemara says. We don't know there's any Taira of Bechlau. We don't know what's going on. And Tirish Yadayim Lechulin has nothing to do with Tuma. And it's one thing with Krishma Tfila. Therefore, the Ram L'taymei, as he normally does, the Minyan HaKotze works together with Sefer Mitzvahs. After the Minyan HaKotze, we're discussing the new mitzvahs which the Rabbonon were Mechadesh afterwards, like Mikul Megillah and Ner Chanukah, Yadayim, Takona Derech Mitzvah, which is going together, what's going on over there. V'yesh Mitzvah Acheres, this is what he says in the after Minyan HaKotzeh, Shnischat Shu Acha Matan Teira, V'kovois in the Vim V'chachomim, Uposha B'cho Yisrael, Go Mikul Megillah V'nei Chanukah, V'sa'anis Tishibo, V'yodayim V'eiruvim. Avu V'chulei Avresifu Bezden Im Novi, Shiyeh B'Oys Ado Mitzvah Derech Takono, O Derech Horo, O Derech Gzeira, V'ra Mitzvah, Einzu Tisefes, Shari Leomru, Shakodesh Bochut Sivo La'asa is Eiruv, Olikus Megillah Inosa. So, Eiruv and Yodayim are mitzvahs, as he does it over here. And it's a mitzvah, it goes to Tachonis with a mitzvah. It's Lito Yodayim, V'lasos Eiruv. It doesn't say Lito Yodayim, it's the same exact thing as Lito Yodayim, V'lasos Eiruv. So this is very good. So, you know, even though looking at Mishnah Torah, you say, you know, why should anyone say such a thing? But if you look at the Minyan HaKotzeh and that one word over there, L'cheira, that's what his opinion in Sefer Mitzvahs. So then it comes out that, so then, when he's once Yadayim is the Divrei Seferim, so the Tilas Yadayim, which is related to it, is also the Divrei Seferim. Okay, whatever that means. So even though we said chronologically the two things have nothing to do with each other, the Rambam learns that basically when they were made the takona of the tzedayim le chulin for pas chulin, it was an extension of takona shulin. That's what you have to say, and the Rambam learns therefore you can put the whole thing together. And since it's only an extension, it can't be greater than what Shlomo was. Okay? Shlomo is the Yisrael, and they built on that takona. It's a whole different world. It basically derived, but you know, exactly what you wouldn't expect. Okay? And then the words make sense. So then the Srach Tumah makes sense, and that the old, and you know, everything is an extension of everything else, correct? And then the Oid, but there's no reason to quote it. You know, the Oid is an extension, but the reason what he has to quote is not the Srach Tumah, he wants to make it to a mitzvah, but there's no stira. Okay? In Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay. So Chayr, it should come out in Sefer Mitzvahs, you can't quote the Tilos Adayim like Kriya Shema L'Tefila in the same breath of the Tilos Adayim L'Chul. Because one is an extension of Takana Shlomo, and one is a separate Achona for Tefila and Kriya Shema. Okay? Nothing to do with Tumah. Okay, so those are the two approaches we have. And the Chayavis is okay. No. You see, if you'd only have the information we have in the Shoshim, I would have said, you know, it points to it, but it's very odd. But once you have the discussion of me and Akote, and he's talking about a mitzvah, so then I think that's the proof that the Chayavis is the approach to take. And okay, we're not out of the woods yet. Okay.
In other words, even though
this is the first what?
Even though his Kirsa says Yadayim, it's as if it said Tilos Yadayim.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing, correct? Otherwise, no reason to quote the Chana Shlomo over here and say it's all the same, correct? In fact, if you really want it. Okay, good. Okay. No. So that's what you have, correct? Okay. Now, next. So we're not out of the woods yet. You see, the problem's like this. You see, in Mishnah Torah, we understand what's going on. Shlomo Melech was Geizah Chalas Tuma, that's the Gemara Eivin, that's the Rebbeinu Chananel, and everything is Beseder. We know the Mishnah says in Chagiga, in Yud Ches Amud Beis, Noten lo yadayim l'chulin ulemais l'truma ulekilish matpilin. So, Netila was never formulated by Kiddush. And since Shlomo HaMelech's Takona was only Lagabi Kodesh, so L'chur didn't do Netila. So how are you going to see, what I did until now, okay, what I did until now was telling you this is what the words here seem to say, correct? And it seems to be supported by the Mi'in HaKotzer, whereas in Mishnah Torah it's going a whole different way, that's a little bit of Chananel, and correct? And a bit in Merevin Biskov, correct? But now we have a logical problem. Except what's going on over here in the Shoshim and in the after the Mi'in HaKotzer, the Mitzvah is Chachu, but the Mishnah is Chagiga, that Shlomo Melech's Takona was only Lagabi Kodesh. And the Mishnah says Chagiga, that Kodesh is about Bilan. So how could there be Netilas Yadayim for Takona Shlomo? Say, listen, we came a long way, but you see, sometimes you come a long way, you're there. His only brings us that we can begin to talk about, because before before I brought you here, it was absolute nonsense. But now we can talk about it, but it still doesn't make any sense. Okay? And I'm just saying, you read the word, it's Mara Chappella. Okay, next step. It's a reasonable question, though. It's our Mishnah. And that's good what the Ram says. V'achkach grozo hachomim she'achov afu tumul firuch tzorot tzorot yadayim. So you only mention the tzorot yadayim hilchos avos ha'tumus only the gabik tumah. Because as far as kodesh, it never existed. It was only chalos tumah. And the only way to get out was matbilin.
That's why it says v'yadayim, not tzorot yadayim.
That's the guess. The question how to interpret it. Rabbi Chananel does what he does in avos ha'tumus, and the Ram flips it. Achor over here. Are we okay? Okay, next step. So I want to suggest two ways, and maybe we'll end up with a second way, but let's try it, okay? Shlomo Melech, the Takona of Shlomo Melech, was Netilas Yadayim, and he was Masaki Netilas Yadayim for Stam Yadayim, not for Yadayim Shinitmu. And the whole discussion, if you look at the Rambam, of Shlomo is on Stam Yadayim, Yadayim Askonias. The Miri says this. Okay, it's a rule. I never. The Miri in Chagiga says, Matbil Lekredesh, on interpreting the Mishnah, Matbil Lekedesh, when we call it Mishnah Zu, Leibo al Tuma Stam, Shadaim Stam Shniyos Hain, we call it Dai Lohem Benetilo, Le Tuma Stam, Afil Lekedesh. Ulechatos. Ulechatos, Diba Mishnah Zu, El Edaim Rok, that's a week. That's a week. Okay? So it's only Yadayim Shnitmu. Yadayim Shnitmu is Matbilan. But Shlomo Melech HaStakonah was Nastam Yadayim Nesnatila. It's a wild thing. Okay? But that's what he says. If you say it like that, you know, you have no problem.
Why is it wild?
Because what you're doing is you're passing the Tila, you're saying the Mishnah is talking about X, and Shlomo is talking about Y, and there was Netila, and it never was mentioned, that's what we're talking about. And that was Tachon Shlomo B'Selah.
It's just textually, well, not logically. Well.
Yeah. No, not logically. Textually, you know, it's like there's no, it's something that there's no, the text in no way points to this. It's just you might have a problem. You're trying to deal with the issue, but there's nothing in the text that supports it. It's just what you're saying is nothing in the text against it. Is that good enough? Okay. You also find this in the Piskei Tesis Chagiga. Ois Chavbeis, Matbil Lekodesh Inogu Yadayim Lesefer, Oy Bedobu Hapoison, Avostam Yadayim Sagi Minatila. Metilas Yadayim B'Uvias. And L'Chaira, it is true that Tachon Shlomo is a Stam Yadayim, but we don't know anything about the Tila. But you see, he doesn't mention the Tila. You see, you can prove that it's Stam, but there's no mention of the Tila, right? So you'd assume that this is not the Pshat Mishnah Torah, but maybe it's the Pshat over here. Correct? So, you're going to have to say that Stam Yadayim is not a new thing. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. There's a... Well, whether the goy is a stami daim mishum chashash tumo or it's something else, you can make a statement, maybe for the Rambam in Mishnayis and Zovim in Perikei Mishnayud Beis, then maybe it's because of Tumah, and that will be helpful. But, you know, there's the Rabbeinu David in Psochem, Yutes, Teisa Rosh. The question is whether, you know, there's an option in Teisa, in this, in Teisa Rosh, that the whole Gzeir Shadayim Eino Ala Mishum Mayus Tumah Mibinei the definition we show him. So if you already say Stam Yadayim is because of Chashash Tumah, and you say the Shlom is going to the Tilah, say that in Lam Mishnah Torah, there's no edus of that, right? Because the Ram only says that it's true that Shlom is Sakhar is Stam Yadayim. You assume the Lam Mishnah Torah also that Stam Yadayim is also because of Chashash Tumah. But there's no mention of the Tila then. Correct?
Would it always be the case that you assume Yesh Bechal Masai Mana, if you do Tfila, you don't need the Tila? Or would you say
once? There's no one we pass that Ram also has Nuchas Brochas that if you do Tfila, it's also okay. And you're dying. But it seems to be, if you look at the Loshen over there, that you need Dafka Tfila. And he's not Mechalad between Stam Yadayim and not. So suddenly Mishnah Torah is not like that. Whether in that issue he's also disagreeing. No. Rashi is mefurish in Chagiga that Stam Yadayim also required Tvila. In Chesam HaBeis. Avolecho Shlomo lechatos v'yoshem lekohanim yeshmaile shesorach ladbilim yodayim ba'aboy misof afo pishe inon el estam yodayim v'lenoga betumo the raisa hatu matames koraguf estam yodayim. Okay, so that's all we have. So this approach is not great. There's a miri and a piskei tesis, but you know, it's nothing to write home about. Okay, second approach. See, you have this problem according to Rashi also. Because Rashi in Erevin says that the Gzera of Shlomo, there was Netilas Yadayim. And he himself says in the Mishnah Chagiga that even Stam Yadayim, it's not enough Netila. So this like is like, you know, where are we standing? Correct? See here, it's like this. This is a Pnei Yeshua, okay? The Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos Yudalim Abayz, B'shor Sheshediknu the Shlomo Eruvim Unatilas Yadayim, okay? So there the gifts, that's one of the gifts in the Tilas Yadayim. So he says, Kosov Ashor, Zal Aperik, Asin Pasin, Gassin and Eruv Yadayim. Okay, it's a question of the gifts. We know the two gifts are the same. Okay. You're lost in Pirush Rashi, Shom. Mashin Uscha Masho. Miu. Mashi Masho. Rai Ledvov. Lemaskon Lishmaik. Deshlomo. Legoz El Lekochim. Im Kin Alkoch Legasin Until Zudayim. Dot Tnan Bekledish Matbilan. This is the Kasha, correct? Umlefian Yizdaiti. Libishim Holo Iria. The High Bekledish Matbilan. Lab mi takon shlomo hi eli aha kach niskeno du mi de sham mailes tiktoni hosn bechagiga. It's the latest thing, but at the time of Shlomo Melech, Netilas Yadayim was enough, and that's what he was misake. Shlomo was misake in Netilas Yadayim for kodesh, and Yadayim askonis and Shalom Yisro. Kein yirulivi ayin besomach. That's what he says. So if Rashi, I'm not sure exactly how you're going to do it without that, okay? But if that's true, then it comes out, then the Tilas Yadayim L'chulin or the Tumah is a remnant, really, of the original Takona.
The original Lakon was the Tilis Adayim for Kodesh. But as time went on, it's the Mishnah's Matbilim. You see, what you have to do in Rambam over here is there has to be relationship between the Tilis Yadayim of Chulin or at some time to Shlomo Melech. And Shlomo, part of Shlomo Melech Takona, had to be a mitzvah of Netilah. Because the Shlomo was not Misakan mitzvah Netilah. The whole thing is absolutely ludicrous. And the mitzvah Netilah is an extension, is because of the Tumah. It had to be like that. Because you can't quote the Mishnah Yadayim and say Yadayim to be safe from and say Rayadach that the mitzvah Netilah is only the Rabbon. It's an amazing thing over here. There's so many assumptions that it becomes almost mad. But what saves a little bit, okay, cosmetically at least, is that the Rambam is not only one that commits this crime, Kilu, in italics, but Rashi is also doing this. Okay. So then it comes out that the Srach Tum and everything according to the Rambam is okay over here in the Shoshim. But then it comes out a very strange thing that Mishneh Torah, it's an amazing thing because the Srach Tuma falls off. And all he does, it quotes in the Tilas Yadayim, in Hilchus Brochus, he quotes the mitzvah, Mishum Mitzvah, which is very odd, but it doesn't do with us, okay? Ram Hilchus Brochus is interesting in itself, and it could be there's an approach in Hilchus Brochus, but it's not the gaitos. And safe in the Shoshim, it's very clear that he equates everything. So you have to say it's Dakonu Tilis Yadayim. And Shlomo certainly was Dakonu Tilis Yadayim. And that Tilis Yadayim clearly was lost through the generations. There was a chumah not to do it. And there's an expression of that original Takona in the Tilis Yadayim Lechun. And that's my mitzvah Shmo Devechom Shalom Yisrael. Okay? It's an amazing journey, but you know, I can't say, you know, but I think every single step, you know, you can see sometimes you start a step, you say, this step makes sense, this makes sense, but sometimes when you get to the end, you look back, you say, how did I ever get there? But I think this is what you have to do. Okay. Ready? Now, so therefore, and that's why the Rambam in Mishneh Torah only brings the mitzvah in the Tilis Yadayim. The Chulin doesn't quote it in Avosat Tumas. So somehow the whole Srach Tumah does not reflect itself in Chulin. And this Machlik is how he lives the Gemara of Yoyla, I don't know. But over here it's a different story. It's just an extension of the original Din in Shoshim. Correct? The original Takhon Shlomo. Now, next, okay? Now, if you think I just, you know, I'm ready to accept everything, but if there's another way, I mapped it out. I was going nuts when I was working on this, but I don't see another way to do this. Next. Now, there's a new world over here. Comes the Rambam and says, and, you know, we have to try and work this out, okay? Ukfar, his boyer, she called Mashatik Levim Alei Mashalom, she omdu Acha Moshe, who gam came with Rabbon. See, here I pointed out last week. It's a little odd, but he commits the crime, excuse me, in italics.
Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu.
I know Rabbeinu. Okay. You have Rabbeinu there?
It's Rabbeinu. In Hebrew.
I know. Shom Da, he said Rabbeinu. I didn't say Shom Do Acha Moshe Rabbeinu. I didn't say Rabbeinu. I'm sorry. It's Rabbeinu. Okay? I'm sorry. Okay. Now, L'chayla, I pointed out last week, even if the Mesaket is Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shivas Yimei HaMishneh, the Shivas Yimei HaVeilus, of Hilchos, of Chag B'Chag, or whatever it is, Moshe Rabbeinu Mesaket. But that's nothing to put in Minyan HaMitzvahs, correct? So what does he want Acha Moshe Rabbeinu? It's very odd. But the truth is, in Cherish Beis, he does the opposite. Because in Cherish Beis, is Afilu Hoya HaMoitzi, he talks about Yigim HaMidas, Hoya HaMoitzi, Moshe Atzmoi, Einon Nimnim. So it's a little bit odd that there he stresses Moshe Rabbeinu. Because there had to be Moshe Rabbeinu, because when Moshe was Nifter, it's a Snil Ben Knas. So, you know, everyone was Dashi, Moshe kept quiet. It's a little bit odd. So that's when it was Moshe Rabbeinu, you're giving me this. So the Lashon here is odd, but L'chay is Lav Dafka. L'chay, what he says in Sherish Beis, is B'dafka. Okay? But here becomes a very odd thing, a very, very strange thing. Because he says, Shekol ma shetiknu hanavim aleim hasholem. Okay? So something is special about takanos nevim. Okay? So I always said, what the heck? A bezin gets together where they happen to wear a hat of a novi or a chochom, as long as they're loyal to be on bezin, the whole thing is irrelevant. Okay? And the Ram over here is a chiddush that even if the takona is takonas neviim, it's not minyan, correct? So, first of all, what you see in the Talmud that such a thing as takonas neviim, and the Ram in many places also. It's not nice. The question is, what does it mean? But the phenomenon, the Ram didn't invent the phenomenon over here. The Mo Megillah, Yud Zayin Rebeis, V'yamil Masnita, Tano, Me'ev Yesem Zekeinim, Behem, Kama Nevim, Tiknu Shmonesei Brochas Ala Seyla. Yushalmi Brochas, Perik Beis Lochadal, Om Yirmiya, Me'ev Yesem Zekeinim, Behem, Shmonim, V'kama Nevim, Hiskinu Es Atfila Zeis. V'yamon Psochim, Kufi Zayin Aman Aleph, V'halo Zeh Mi'omroi, Nevim Shebeineim, Tiknu lehen liYisrael, shiyoyimim oisal koper koper veakol tzav v'tzav shleit tovoy, ukishenigolim oyimim oisin agulasa. Yishalmi Ervin, moed nacham Rav Yehuda, b'shnei yom tov b'shavash shana, shehem etakonet neviim rishenim. Yishalmi psachim, perik dal loch aleph, shehiskinu hanneviim. So, there's something called Tachanas Nevim, correct? The Rambam, many places also, in Perikir Alfech, Uzbogaz Al-Khatah Zayin, called Dovashu Minik, Afa Pi She Minhag Nevim, could go into Tilus Arova, Beshvi Shal Chag, So something called minig, we don't know whether that should be meaningful over here, but in Nagdoma to Mishneh Torah, he says like this, Gam yisboi mehen dvom shegozu chachomim univim, shebechol do vado, chachom univim, lasa siog leter, kmo sheshomu, Me Moshe Rabbeinu b'feirish nemu shmarti mis mishmarti as mishmeres mishmarti. Then he says later on in the Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, at you call adinim gluyin lekotn legodol bedin kol mitzvah mitzvah. Din kol mitzvah mitzvah, or bedin kol advarim shetiknu chachamim u neviim. And I've done with the Pirush HaMishnah. In Akdoma to Mishneh Torah, Achrei the Minyan HaKotzer, V'chei Mitzvah Sacherish, Nizchatcho Achamat Torah, V'kovu Eison Nevi'im V'chachomim, U'poshe B'chol Yisrael, V'chulei. K'goyim, Miku Megillah, V'nei Charika, V'sanis, Tishibo, V'yodayim V'erevim. Akdoma to Pirush HaMishnah, U'mehem Takonis, Shetikn Nevi'im, K'on Takonis Moshe, okay, Yeshua v'Ezra, k'mo she'omucha, Moshe tikin lem v'Yisrael, she'usholem v'doshim v'ilchus Pesach, v'Pesach. V'yomu Moshe tikin lem v'Yisrael, hazon v'shosh yor ha'mon. V'chul. Ach k'ch nesas v'pokim, she'nisku v'divu ha'nevim alem v'shem, v'heim yimei atzoyim v'sh, she'tikin l'nevim. So that's... So we know that the phenomenon exists. We have no clue of what it means. Correct? Well, first of all, it's before the episode. The Ram didn't make it up. There's something called Takonis Levim. I'm not sure I'm going to have enough time to explain what this is, so I'll go on. And just in the text, and we'll get back to it a little bit as time goes on, okay? The Rambam has a very strange discussion over here. He quotes the Gemara in Eruvin, but the Gemara in Eruvin is very strange, but the Rambam quotes the whole Gemara in Eruvin. For sure, shetikin shlomab Eruvin v'yodayim yotze basko v'yomo b'ni im chochem libcho. So some abasko came out, okay? Correct? So, this basko for our
irrelevant,
because it says b'shor shetiknu shloim of Eruvin. That's all he wants. He's calling the whole Gemara. So since takon is not meant a minion. So what does he need anything? But if I would have been the Rambam and that's all I wanted, I would have said, period. The rest, you know, the Rambam sometimes quotes Psukim many times and leaves, you know, and just leaves you hanging. So, you know, the rest of this Maima of the Chayr is irrelevant. Correct? So, L'cheira, what he wants to stress, we have to understand why he wants to stress, that the Takona was not a Gilu min HaShamayim, because we didn't even know there's such a thing as a Novi coming, and the Rebbe said, make this Takona. But if they're Chochmosai, that the Takona was made. It wasn't ki'ilu that a gilu min hashamayim that oh that's what I have to do, but it was del chochmasa, and that's what it says. Bini im chocham libcho yisma gamonis. It was because it was chochma. It was the expression of chochmas libcho. We're not sure exactly what this meant, because I'm not sure does this exist. Because we know the Ram says that if a Chochm would say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told me that Tor is Tor and Tomei is Tomei, it's a Novi Hasheker. We don't know, can a Novi come in a Shamayim and say that God told me to make this Takona? And that's, we don't know such a thing. But I don't see any other,
So this is lafuke that?
Yeah, but I don't know if you need to be afuke. This, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure if this is a viable.
It's not the topic here. No.
He wants to clearly say, see, the more you make a takona, and I'm trying to tell you, see. So what are you trying to tell me if there's such a thing? So then maybe it makes it worse. Because maybe Mikol Megillah was not the Chochman, you know, and it was the Gilu Ben HaShemayim. So even worse shape, maybe.
What about Zechariah Efka?
I don't know. It's not a question of whether and we don't know. We don't even know if the Novi Zechariah, whatever he came to say, was an expression of the in your question. What did he answer, and how did it? You know, it's a question, and you know, but if you're the question of whether Takonis or maybe he's coming to us Chacham. The question is, why is it we kiss? You know, but sometimes he's coming to us Chacham, but it's not. It's only discussion about a Tainis, which was a Drabonon. So there's certainly no Dreisis over here. But the amazing thing that happens over here, but it's not negated to say for mitzvah, going to Gemara Eiluvin, that what happened is, according to the Gemara Eiluvin, originally this pasuk, which we find in Mishlei, came out as a basko, which is a daga below the lowest level of below lo hakodesh, below everything. That's a Rambam in the Vuchim. We'll see about it later, Mitzvah Shem. Maybe we'll see now, whatever you like. And then Shlomo Melech received this and was told to commit this into Kisra Kodesh. It's a very odd thing, what's going on.
So that's the author is the Basco.
What?
The author is the Basco. We just transcribed it.
The author, but if you just transcribed it, wouldn't be in Kisra Kodesh. He had to receive this Basco in a different format.
A higher format.
Yes. It's a very strange thing. The Gemara is saying an unbelievable thing over here. We don't know what the Rambam wants because we don't know that we don't know this exists. There's such an option. There's a gilui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. And we'll see. Now, next. And then we'll come back to the other thing later. Okay, next time. Okay, maybe we'll see. The Ram says that you're dying with the Visayf Mizrahiah. That's the Rabbon. So I say, my high. The Ram says in Pirush Vashtayis in Kalim, in Perig Yud Zayin, in Kalim, Mishnah Yud Beis, that the word with the Visayf might be referring to Alachom Jusina. He called Mashal his Bible, Losh and Atera. So it means at this point, the Pirush Mishnah in Kalim, he's saying that even a Pirush Mekubal is called Midivri Seifim. Oh, Tikun Seifim called Takonis Agzeis. Okay. So, you know, it could be this way, it could be that way, but according to the word to be safe from, and saying, yo, it's in the Mishnah, we're okay. It's a very odd thing. So, I just want to say one simple thing. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah's Chizah from the Pirusha, from his Pirusha Mishnah, and he would never say Pirusha Mekulim to the Beseifim. V'ra'idach and Cherish Beis. He says, I ain't suffix, Shahoy Oysen Hadinim, Hamutsoim, the Kavachoima, Ubuzulos and Midas, Allah from Rabbim, for Chol Elu Kval Husagu, be may Moshe, Rabbeinu the Fish, be may Evelyn, the Stachel. Hine Nisboil Hoshafil, be Moshe, Nema, Tiktuke Seifim, the Fisha Kol Ma Shle Shmooi, Misinai, Bebeo, Hine Hu Midivre Seifim. That's what happens in the Sherish Beis. So he can't say what he says in Pirush HaMishnah over here. Pirush HaMekubal is not Midivri Seifim. The Minyan HaKotzer, which says, Mipi HaShmua, Pirush HaMekubal, and he doesn't say, and he says, it's not Midivri Seifim. He says, listen to the Lashon. in the Minakotz in Kuflamid Hey I say Shilo Yochal Orel Truma Vuadin Shaakochim Vidovazel Lomdu Akosuv Mina Pesach Bigzeli Shova Vieno Beferish Minatera Vi Pia Shmua Lomdu She Isa all the Kochim Migufe Tera Vi Enoi Mitivre Seifrim. So what Ram basically saying in Sherish Beis that anything Shaloshom he says the Loshen, anything which they didn't say Befeirish in Sinai is Medivrei Sefer. Okay? So then it comes out that from the Ram's point of view, Medivrei Sefer and the Rabbanon the same thing. What's the Yisaid of Sherish Aleph? That the Rabbanon means it was not Nema Lemoshe B'Sinai. And that's the word Divrei Sefer means also. So it's mamish interchangeable over here. And it's mamish kafta leferach. So you can move around with Divrei Sefer. Why the Rambam in Tshuva seems to say Halacha Moshe Sinai is Divrei Sefer, and it fits in everything, a different issue. But the way he's going over here in Sefer HaMitzvos is not like the Pirush HaMishnah. That's mamish gevaldik, and that's also in the Min HaKotzer. So I'll call Makom Yov HaSholem. That's his Lashon over here. His Lashon says, Kiko ma shalishomu b'sine b'beyo hinehu divri seifen. That's what he says in Sherish Beis. That's gevaldik. What's going on in Tshuvas HaRambam in Siman Shunan Hei v'oisim ha'plokan sh'bi'alti she'en kol dovish ha'lameidin oisim v'hekesh o'v'kal v'chayma o'v'gzei l'shom v'mida v'sholash z'mida sh'atayin u'dreshes behen hu din teira ad sh'yoymu hachoma b'feirish hu me'at teira. Okay. Ve'vesi azeh ra'is v'shom bi'alti. V'shom bi'alti. I don't know how this happened. She'afilu dovo she'hu aloch homish v'sinai mi'divrei seifim karin le'. How can he say such a thing that he says that there? He doesn't say it there. And the whole idea of mi'divrei seifim means it wasn't there. Mesos. I would understand. I can see that aloch homish not mi'divrei seifim. If it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, it's not a pasuk.
When was the Tshuva written, before or after?
The Tshuva was written in the later days. Okay. The ain't shom min ha-teira el adova shum mefurish ba-teira. That I understand. So he says, you need mefurish ba-teira. But what does he say? Halacha Moshe Sinai with the v'seifim. The problem with the v'seifim over there is not that it wasn't Halacha Moshe Sinai. The problem is a pasuk. And the v'seifim is irrelevant. So I just don't know what he wants. Okay? So, in Mitz Hashem, I'm sorry, I wanted to explain to you what the Rambam wants at the Konis Levim over here, but just before I explain it to you, I just wanted to point out this is just the Konis Levim, and we'll discuss that Mitz Hashem next time. Because he mentioned the text later, that the Tvai Svoy Lecho, Shafir Konis Levim is not in the Levim. Okay?